Oversight Committee. First of all, I just want to introduce myself. I'm Ted Wheeler. Whether you like it or not, for now I'm your mayor.
Established during bond campaign, but also to act
this month, and that's an exciting benchmark result as well. I look forward to hearing more from the Bond Oversight Committee and members of the committee about these items on today's agenda. As always, we need your input to ensure that the work we do in the upcoming year enhances opportunities in our affordable housing community and creates access for families and for individuals who have historically been left behind. Before we get on to our busy agenda tonight, I want to first acknowledge that I'm sorry I cannot stay for the whole meeting, but I intend to stay for as much of it as I possibly can. And I'd like to turn it over to Shannon and her team to tell us a little bit about the progress that we have made so far. Thanks, Shannon. Thank you all for being here. I should have said that right up front. Thanks, Tim. Here it is. It's Thursday night. There's a lot of things people can be doing in Portland, Oregon. You're at the Bond Oversight Committee. In terms of population, students, and declines in population.
excited about our meeting tonight. I want to make sure that everyone around the packet and has all of the information that's being covered. Is that correct? We're going to grab a packet with the agenda. You got information. Did not get things right outside the door, so you can follow along with what's going on and what's being shown. And then also right outside the door in our bathrooms, it's a housekeeping item you probably would like to be aware of. And I think you can still hear it in the sound with my voice carrying this wonderful room. If you park across the street in the church parking lot, apparently that is a no-no. And your car may not be there at the end of the meeting, so you might want to move if you park over there. I'm going to ask, I know we're kind of comfortable already, but if you are willing to get a little closer, I'd like you to do that. No one's going to bite in public, at least not tonight. So we'd love to have you do that. And tonight is a little unique in that it is a kind of a quasi-meeting. Usually this gathering space is a meeting that's open to the public, but not a public meeting. Open to the public means that the work of the Bond Oversight Committee is engaged and everyone is welcome to hear the work of the Bond Oversight Committee, and the agenda is followed very closely, and there is not necessarily opportunity for collective engagement. A public meeting is exactly public engagement. It is the gathering of space to hear from the public. It's kind of a quasi-meeting in that there is work that the Bond Oversight Committee will do that's formal, and they will walk through some of those pieces, but then there's an opportunity, and the reason why this room is set up in the manner that it is, there's an opportunity to engage tonight with you and Portland Housing Bureau staff and some of the Bond Oversight Committee members. So, I'm going to ask all Portland Housing Bureau staff to identify themselves by raising their hands. Thank you very much, and there's some out in the front. So, the hope and the goal is that there will be a staff member at each table, or we will gather people around tables so that there are enough individuals gathered at spaces to dialogue about specifics that are going on within our time tonight. I'm Dr. Stephen Holt, and I'm the facilitator of the Bond Oversight Committee, and it is my delight to do so. So, we're going to do a quick roll call, and then we will look at and address the minutes, and we'll go from there. We'll right back into this great presentation. So, again,
Todd Stribble on the Bond Oversight Committee.
Ted Wheeler, Mayor and Housing Commission.
Good evening, I'm Al Plaza, the Executive Director of the Fair Housing Council Board and the Bond Oversight Committee member.
And Shannon Callahan, welcome to see you.
Tanya Wilkerson, Portland Housing Bureau.
Hello everyone, I'm Jennifer Chang, I'm also with the Portland Housing Bureau.
I'm Carl Dickensville, and this is production from the Portland
Housing Bureau. Thank you very much. We want to welcome Annalisa. This is her first official meeting as a Bond Oversight Committee member. Thank you very much. Hopefully we've had an opportunity to review, look at the minutes from the last meeting. Give me a moment to do that, and then if one of the Bond Oversight Committee members will make a motion around that.
Except the March 7th meeting minutes.
I'll say it.
Thank you. It's moved and seconded. Moved by Alan and then seconded by Todd. If all of the members are in agreement, just remember saying yes.
Yes.
Perfect. We'll then accept the minutes as recorded and identified. If you will look, everyone, hopefully everyone now has an overview of what's going on tonight. Yes? Well, tonight, again, it's a little unique in that you're going to hear some information and get a report around what has been happening, and then you're going to get a chance to have some engagement and dialogue and interaction together. I'm super excited about that as we spend our time. So I will go back to our opening back to the agency staff.
Okay, back. So now we're ready to kind of share with you our progress today on how we've been doing over the last 2 years. This table that you see summarizes our progress towards the housing bond policy framework goals and production goals that were up here a little earlier. And it indicates that we're on track to meet our goals. Just to kind of break down on the chart above you, the darker green reflects our two existing bond projects, those are the Ellington and East Burnside projects. And the lighter shade of green, which is a little difficult to see on that screen, but imagine that there are three bond projects that were identified in 2018 that are shown up here on this graph and that will be developed with bond funds. Those are 3000 Southeast Powell, Northeast Prescott, and West End. The recent addition of the Joyce Hotel will further increase our progress towards these goals. Projects with community partners from the homeless family system and also
several groups we've been reaching out to over the last month. Those include housing developers, contractors and subcontractors, service providers, and then also other stakeholders that helped us develop this framework from the very beginning. And we've heard several things, and just to highlight a few key takeaways. One is the importance of having a clear definition and about supportive housing and what the eligible uses of funds are, and also emphasizing that everyone have a use a local definition of supportive housing and not be restricted by a more limited definition of the federal government has around the private process. Another feedback we heard was having clear evaluation and selection criteria so that we understand and the members understand how projects will be evaluated and selected. Also, having experience and demonstrated expertise and being able to reach and effectively serve communities of color in housing, all the way from outreach, marketing, and lease-up to actual housing support within the community. And then finally, low barrier screening, how important that is, given that the population we want to serve, we want to ensure that $60 million. This is 70. We had 30 proposals roughly of those 60.
particular participants have been selected for the selection committees. These are trying to share with you what the evaluation process and what the broad categorizations of folks who serve on those two different panels would look like. So as Carl mentioned, the technical and financial feasibility committees would consist of housing bureau employees who look really at some of the detailed financial numbers. The joint office staff would help us assess service plans. And then you see Prosper Portland up there for a particular reason, which is one of these properties that we would be intending to let out, which is the Joyce Hotel, as was early mentioned, would have a commercial ground floor element, which Prosper Portland would be partnering on. So there would be potentially different partners looking at different projects based on their area of expertise and if they were contributing funding, but they would not be expected to provide technical expertise on all of the different proposals necessary, with the exception of the Portland Housing Bureau's housing investment and portfolio management. And then the community review committee would be asking two of our bond committee members to serve on that committee, and there we would possibly have different committees for different proposals. So, for instance, we plan on letting out two buildings that would be related to permanent supportive housing. One different committee may look at those proposals, then would look at some of the other proposals. And frankly, some of that has to do with the time involved in reviewing these proposals. If we do receive 30 proposals, it's very dense and it's a lot of work. And that we'd be asking our volunteers to help us with. So these are how we would go about making assessments. We wanted to share that both with you in the audience this evening and also with our bond oversight committee, as I think that you may not, I don't believe any of you have, as of yet, I've been privileged to serve on a technical review committee for us as we make this assessment. So I'd love to make sure that you all have comments and are able to ask us questions or comments or provide any feedback to us on what you're seeing.
That folks that
Excellent. Questions from the Oversight Committee?
I just have a quick question. Do you know if that mandatory information session will be during the day or
3 o'clock at our offices?
No. Several questions. A lot more on the stuff that's new to us tonight about the solicitation. I do want to back up just to one of them about the referrals to community partners. And Jennifer, I think the number here for the 159 referrals, it's 159 home households. Is that the total number of referrals that you received from community partners, or those are just those are folks who got into housing that came from referrals? So do you know the other numbers? Or and is the 40% then 40% of the 159?
So the 159 is the as of April 2017, the total number of new households that moved into either the Ellington or East Burnside property. As you're aware, the Ellington, we purchased and had residents living there. And so there was a total of 159 new households. And of that 159, that's 71% were paid for homes. So 113 households out of 159. And then so of that 113, then 40% of the specific partners.
Okay, thank you.
And we want to provide in our next meeting a further breakdown so that we can better see where we can the access opportunities and issues are.
Perfect. Thank you. So going to the solicitation. Yeah, I think it is important that we talk about, because I did know the key takeaways. It stands out a little bit further in Carl's memo that when it actually says here, in addition to just experience with reaching communities of color, it's need to look other non-institutional settings. And so I can give some specifics for folks here tonight about what that might actually look like. And community really helpful to know to expand on that. Let's see. Carl, on the dollar figures, so same thing in your memo, it looks like we're going to, all proposed projects must adhere to subsidy caps. Oh, I'm sorry. Let me ask you this. Subsidy caps of $150,000 per unit for new construction, $100,000 per unit for acquisition we have. And out of $70 million total, if the cap is 150. So at 350 means that you could ostensibly have units at 200,000. So there must be other costs that are reflected in those caps.
So this is evaluate proposals.
Oh, it's a cash version. It's the bond share of the subset.
As we evaluate proposals.
I agree that equity plan, it's great that it's all those elements. before the second meeting. Because you might have somebody who comes in very strong on him that has a January week on the framework, that's maybe flip flop. And I don't know if that would be important to us, just a consideration, because I assume that that's what meant, that if I don't have one, how would we want to? I mean, is one of those two things more important to us?
I think that is a fair question for the committee, and I think that's why we moved away from doing the hard and rigid the request is requested. We have seen times where two proposals come out with essentially the same rate, but for different reasons. I would say, though, I think one of the key takeaways is making sure that the frame proposals are indeed included. So, from our perspective, that is always a priority. That said, there are additional things about providing opportunity, not just access to the meetings themselves, but larger opportunity. I think one of the things that we would do as staff in our technical evaluation is also help provide the scorers information on the historic ability of a proposer to essentially achieve those goals. Someone may say they have this plan, and if they're a new proposer, we will necessarily know, but we will also be able to share with you if you've seen this developer or this group of folks coming forward in terms of their construction, have they actually been able to achieve or what they've seen what their proposal in terms of business participation, especially with the developers. So I think it really is well respect.
Thank you. Any other questions from comments? Okay. Mr. Mayor, any comment?
Nope, thank you.
Excellent. A lot of information, as you see, a lot of thought going into the work that is happening, the priorities that are around families and individual communities of color, and those who have been most impacted by displacement, creating access for the lowest income. It's quite a bit of work here. We've heard a lot of that tonight. Now there's an opportunity for you to hear from you. Hopefully everyone has this issue.
They're on the table.
They're on the table. Okay. Wonderful. I got that one for you. Portland Housing Bonds Investing Together. There are two questions that we'd love to respond to. Not that you cannot read it, but for the sake of clarity and communication, question one, how can we make bond opportunities more accessible to developers, contractors, community agencies who have not worked with the city in the past? And what relationships should be formed or strengthened? Now, for some of you, this is not your expertise. This is not your field of space. You can say, I have no idea. That's okay. Whatever your ideas may be, I think it will. So if you could have a thought, if you have a suggestion as a possibility, do not refrain from participating in question one. Question number two, what actions should we take to improve access to bond housing for community members or communities of color? Again, you might say this is not my space, this is not my expertise. However, your thoughts are welcome and wanted. And so instead of giving you minutes to write out, maybe a little adjustment, that's okay on the fly. Simply giving you minutes to spend time writing out. I think we'll move right into our next section, which is the breakout into small groups. That would afford us an opportunity to at least, that's the segue in the conversation, utilizing these two questions. Now that you're joined by Portland Housing Bureau staff, take some of this greater conversation. Let me go back to what I said earlier. This is kind of that quasi meeting where it is the meeting of the bond oversight. You have a chance to hear some of the work that's going on. Then it's this community engagement activity where Portland Housing Bureau staff, along with you, are invited to participate. So thanks for being here. We're going to spend some time talking specific way, one flat, one line, or one people just to go join the table and ask others to come and be with them? All right, what are your names?
Actually, we're going to come out, and those of us with the Housing Bureau and some of those that are already interested in the audience, and try to join you in small group discussions so we can help record your feedback, help you provide us some information. I did want to mention, kind of further to what Alan was talking about, these are things that we're actually hoping to incorporate into our solicitation. So we have not finished drafting it. We don't have all of the ways that we want to try to do this, but we're asking you to help us. Are there other ways or opportunities that we should be embedding in our solicitation, things that we should be considering as they relate to access for this opportunity for housing or access for these development funds? So this is really part of our essential final drafting.
Yes, please. And as you're going ahead, making that move, we'll spend about 30 minutes in this process. And then there'll be an opportunity for those who would like to share, kind of give some feedback, to do it live, direct, in the moment, so that we can hear from you. So again, thank you for being here. And,